Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
Welcome to our show. My name is Deborah Rose, and I'm your host on Circle Talk. Circle Talk is one of the shows featured on CSNP, Circle Sanctuary Network Podcast. CSNP has a lineup of rotating shows throughout each month. Mondays feature Lunatic Mondays with host Laura Gonzalez, alternating weeks in English and Spanish. It can't be Tuesday without Circle Talk, and I continue to be the host for this fun discussion show on the first and third Tuesday of each month. Wednesdays features Nature Spirituality with none other than Selena Fox. Are you in the mood for some magic? Though you'll want to tune in on Thursday for Moon Magic with Jeanette and David Ewing. We have such a fun and informative lineup of shows, and we at Circle Sanctuary hope that you try them all. 1893 was the Parliament of World Religion landmark beginning, the beginning of a modern interfaith movement. Today, Parliament is the world's largest and most inclusive interfaith gathering. The mission of the Parliament of World Religions is to cultivate harmony among the world's religious and spiritual communities. And for the first time in October 2021, the 8th Parliament of World Religion was held virtually. Tonight, we're going to be talking with Circle Sanctuary ministers and ministers in training that attended this interfaith gathering that had over 3,000 people of many faiths in attendance. Circle Sanctuary has a rich history of involvement with the Parliament. We're going to be talking with Reverend Selena Fox, Reverend Laura Gonzalez, Reverend Charlotte Baer, Reverend Judith Sizes, Dee Amandi, Minister in Training, Reverend Eldridge, and Reverend River Higginbotham. In this special edition of Circle Talk, we will hear their experiences and their perspectives about the virtual Parliament of the World's Religion. Let's begin our show with none other than Selena Fox, founder and senior minister of Circle Sanctuary. Welcome, Selena.
Well, it's great to be here. And this has certainly been an amazing Parliament of the World's Religions. Circle Sanctuary has been involved with the Parliament of the World's Religions since its centennial rebirth in 1993 in Chicago. And I have been involved with each of the parliaments since 1993, and we've had circle representation at each of those parliaments in a variety of ways. We have had a part of our Circle Sanctuary delegation be speakers. Some of us have also been in the media corps. Some of us have been doing networking during, before, and after. And in addition to covering the Parliament for pagan media, we also have at times been in the media along with others who have been attending. So in 1993, the Parliament was in Chicago, and then the next one was held in Cape Town, South Africa in 1999. In 2004, we were in Barcelona, Spain. In 2009, in Melbourne, Australia. 2015 in Salt Lake City, Utah, 2018 in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and as you mentioned, we were online for the 2021 Parliament.
Yeah, it's been very exciting, and I was fortunate to go to the Parliament in 2015 as a Circle Sanctuary delegate and got to attend and participate, and it is an experience that you do not forget.
I agree. I really appreciate not only the convergences of ministers, ministers in training, and members of the Circle Sanctuary community. We get to be with each other at an international interreligious event, but we're also able to connect with pagans of many paths and traditions, and then the larger circle of connecting, which are people of many countries and many faith traditions and organizations. Circle Sanctuary has, at past parliaments, organized our presence not only by having our delegation of people actually attending, but we've done social media and other kinds of networking over the years. And one of the things that we have done in past years is make a list of the different presentations that members of the Circle Sanctuary community are speaking at. And for those who are interested in getting an overview, if you go to the circlesanctuary.org website under our work, you will see a link to the overview of Circle Sanctuary's presence at the Parliament of the World's Religions in 2021. And at the bottom of that webpage, you'll also get some links to information about our past participation.
Yeah, it's really, and not only did you attend, but as you have been in the past, you were a presenter this year. How was that experience compared, virtual compared to in person?
Well, it's a whole nother way of connecting. So, for example, I have facilitated a planetary healing ceremony at past parliaments, Circle for Planet Earth. And this year, because it was being live streamed in a virtual format, we had our circle, but we also were in little boxes on the screen. So, but we creatively adapted to that. I'm really thankful that many of those who are part of our delegation took part in the Circle for Planet Earth. Another thing that I found interesting was being on panels, and some of the others on panels will be talking tonight. Laura and I did a Festivals of the Dead panel. She talked about the Day of the Dead. I talked about Samhain, and we both compared and contrasted that. I was on a panel that was organized by Oberon Zell, and it really focused on contemporary pagan elder leadership in the return of the goddess. So in addition to Oberon, he had several priestesses from different organizations and traditions. And each of us did our own contributions and shared our perspectives about goddess spirituality. And then there was a panel that Circle Sanctuary and the Pagan Federation International and Pagan Federation organized called Pagans and Heathens, Where on Earth Are We? An International Perspective. Back in 2004 at the Barcelona Parliament, I had my presentation, Circles in the Greenwood, taking a look at pagans around the world. And it was packed. Myself, Morgana from Pagans Federation International, Michael York, well-known in the pagan studies realm, and a number of other pagans from different countries and traditions were part of the panel I put together, and the room was packed, you know, physically packed. Well, the good news is with the virtual format, we were able not only to take a look at what has happened with paganism since 2004 when we had that panel together, but we didn't have the problem of not enough space in the room to get everybody who wanted to take part. So another good thing about the Parliament being virtual that really people could not only take part in it live, but they could attend it later because it was recorded. And then podcasting was featured at the Parliament through Laura and I and Patricia, all of which are part of Circle Sanctuary Network podcast, CSNT, and we did a Global Voices Echo Feminist podcasting presentation. So certainly I had many opportunities to be part of different presentations this year, and I also appreciated being able to sample and attend a wide range of workshops and ceremonies, concerts, and plenaries.
Yeah, I think so. I think so, too. And as you said, well, a key component of virtual is that if you miss something because of scheduling or something went on when someone else was presenting, you can go back and you have the ability to watch every session and workshop, which was a really, really nice bonus of virtual.
Yes, there is, and many of the presentations were live streamed. Some were pre-recorded. One of the panels I was on, the Pagans and Heathens panel, we really had to pre-record it because of the time zone differences. We had people from Europe as well as from the U.S. And one of the things about a virtual format as well is being able to network during sessions when chat was an option, as well as taking part in the Pagan Lounges session. So there was a whole series of virtual breakout rooms, essentially. We weren't on Zoom. We were on Excellivance was the platform that the Parliament had, and I was able to go to the Pagan Lounge and some of the other lounges and meet and greet people. So while that was really different than my experiences at the in-person parliaments, it was really fabulous to be able to have a bit of that through virtual connection. And the other thing to mention is in past years, depending on the parliament, Circle Sanctuary has had some type of literature table, exhibit booth, and this year we had a virtual exhibit booth in the virtual expo hall. And I want to give thanks to Casey Pope, Circle Sanctuary Minister, who helps coordinate social media for organizing that.
Yeah, that was really, the other opportunity that you had to network is that they had a whole social interface that you could put in there that you were open for emails and you could ping people to follow. And I had several people reach out to me. And so, yeah, that was really, really, even though I will tell you I miss the in-person networking, there were still many opportunities to reach out to different people and learn and meet many different kinds of people.
Yes, I really appreciated that as well. And there were people from so many different walks of life and faith traditions and countries and cultures, as there have been in past parliaments, but being able to have that kind of instant networking feature, and in some cases, it was possible to do live video chat as part of that kind of networking, and I actually was able to use that feature even with my more limited satellite internet at my home. So it was, I did part of my Parliament experience at the Circle Sanctuary offices and part at my home, and I'm just so thankful that we were able to have a Parliament this year.
Oh, I agree with everything going on. Well, let's bring on someone else who you mentioned several times. She was a co-presenter with you, and last time we met on Circle Talk, we were excited and we got to talk with her, and we literally talked about her presentation. She gave her presentation on Day of the Dead for us. Let's bring on Reverend Laura Gonzalez. Welcome, Laura. Laura, are you with us?
One of the great things about being able to do presentations virtually is that we had the option to show slides and put some visuals on, and Laura did a really excellent job. She not only was part of the Festivals of the Dead panel that she and I were co-presenters for, but she had a separate workshop on Day of the Dead, taking a look at the origin and traditions, and had some really amazing photographs and graphics.
I'm here. Hi.
Hello.
Hi,
welcome.
Hi. Thank you. I don't know what happened. I tried to unmute and it just, you couldn't hear me. So I figure let me call back. And that's what happened when you do live stuff. It's just full of, as Selena says, opportunities to problem solve. And
absolutely.
Here we are. Yes, it was a great experience. And as Selena was saying, my biggest surprise was when they accepted my individual origin and traditions of Day of the Dead, which I submitted, you know, almost at the beginning of this whole Parliament process. And I honestly, I didn't think they were going to put it on the program in. And then when I got the letter that it was accepted, I quite literally just fell off my chair and, you know, need my husband to pick me up because, you know, it was a great opportunity. And yeah, it was, what a wonderful experience, you know, to have been part of Parliament.
Is that, was that your first Parliament or had you been before?
This was my very first one. Of course, the online one has to be my first one. Yeah, of course, you know. I mean, it's like I'm meant to be online doing all these things, which I don't mind. I mean, I like it, obviously. You know.
So, what did I know, for those who don't know her, Laura, she's a social media online guru. In fact, she's going to be helping me in the future up my game. I know that you live in the virtual world very, very easily. What was it like presenting at a conference with, I mean, there was over 3,000 people and doing a workshop virtually? What was that like?
Well, you know, when it comes to the technicality of things, I am very fortunate that I'm used to do all these things. And I learned to do all this, as you say, tech whiz or techie things. Out of necessity, you know, I will always talk about how the pagan community, the Spanish-speaking pagan community, has only online alternatives. So at the beginning of my ministry, even before I met Selena, you know, I'm used to do things online. And we used to do ceremonies, and we used to do podcasts, and we used to do videos and seminars and classes and this and that. So when it comes to the technical challenges of the program, I was able to navigate them fairly easy. The one that I was engineering with Selena and I doing together, Festivals of the Death, the fact that I couldn't see her at all throughout the whole class was not as pleasant. But other than that, I mean, that's the one glitch that I had. And I have to give a big shout out to Dre, because if it wasn't for Dre, I would have just lose it. Dre was able to tell me, like, no, you both are on the image and we can see you well and we can hear you well. So that was a little bit of a challenge, but, you know, is what happened when you're doing live things. And I guess I'm used to that. Also, the connection, you know, I have lots of folks that I would have never met if I was not online. You know, I'm now reaching out to people who reach out to me, that they want to connect, that they want to have all this, like, virtual interface relationships. So that is wonderful. And as a spectator, you know, as a person who participated and on the plenaries and on the opening ceremonies, and being part of this larger than life, literally, event, so moving, you know, seeing people praying on their own languages, people praying on their indigenous languages. Of course, being in the presence of, you know, great names and great people of other faiths, such as the Holiness Dalai Lama and other folks, other ministers from other religions. So moving and so, you know, special, particularly seeing this big interest on Mother Earth and nature and the preservation of nature through a spiritual path, and also the very many instances where honoring the deceased people that we have lost to COVID, that was also very moving. So from both sides, it was a great experience to me. And of course, it was not as bad because I'm used to do all this like tech stuff. But it was a great opportunity, and I can't wait for the next one that is going to be in Chicago.
I know. Well, I'll be staying at your house. That's nice.
We'll be standing because I live on a thumbnail, but you're all welcome.
Well, let's bring on and meet another presenter who was there, Reverend Charlotte Baer. Welcome, Charlotte.
Hi, everybody. So good to be with you tonight. Yes, this was my first Parliament of the World's Religions. I've been to many wonderful interreligious conferences and other national, international conferences, but this is my first one of these. And like Reverend Laura, I was absolutely dumbfounded that they actually accepted a proposal. I just kind of went, well, sure, I'm a climate reality leader, ideas. Let me throw it out. This is something near and dear to my heart. Let me throw something out there. And it, you know, I just thought it would be a splat on the wall, and it stuck. And then I saw the lineup, and I saw, wow, how many options you have with these breakout sessions. And I looked at my husband, and I said, well, I'll be lucky if two people show up to mine. You know, there's such a great selection. And I had no ego invested, fortunately. And I was shocked when I had like 268 registrants. And I was like,
absolutely.
Oh, wow. So I guess I really have to do it now. Okay. Okay. So fortunately, I'm a former broadcast journalist and theater person. So I'm not too daunted by stage fright. But again, like Reverend Laura and Selena were talking about, it's the technicality. Going live before an audience is one thing and comes with its own set of challenges. To present with this one, and I will share this with you because it was quite a story. I was all prepared to go live. I have to give an amazing shout out to the tech people who are behind the broadcast of the entire thing. I am totally astonished by the IT folks and the producers who are hanging there waiting to help everybody. So I ended up being one of those. I was ready to go. I'm watching all the presentations. And I have to say, by the way, I thought everything that Circle Sanctuary presented was fabulous, absolutely fabulous.
First rate.
And I thought that I was so excited. The Pagan Lounge was like the biggest attended lounge, and I thought Circle Sanctuary was in the house and looked great doing it. I thought we did ourselves proud. I mean, I can't speak for myself because I didn't see mine, but everybody else as I watched, I was like, I'm really impressed with us. So get to mine. I'm ready to go live. And then sure enough, the weather is turning and we're getting threats of power outages, which have been the bane of my existence for the last year. And I'm going, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me now? And I'm like, okay, so I better do the backup plan because I know what it is to all of a sudden have the power go out on you because of climate crisis. So I decide with 3 hours left before my time slot to quickly go and record the thing. I recorded it on Zoom. I contacted the IT person and I said, here's the situation. I'm going to upload it to you, see if you can help. They did it, and literally with like 20 minutes left, they figured out how to have a backup and upload it, and it looked like, I mean, the storm clouds were coming in, and we got the PG&E alert, and they were able to load it and play it. So that's impressive.
That's so interesting because, you know, I did not know that that was pre-recorded.
Yeah, that was amazing. So this is my first experience. It was a fun experience. And I'm inspired to do a lot more of it and, frankly, to get back to some of my broadcasting stuff and to move forward. And, again, just kudos to everyone at Circle Sanctuary. It was really great to be part of the worship services. Even the two-dimensional form of ritual still feels like enough of an immersion experience that I think, you know, it was very, very moving. And people did a great job. Everybody, yeah. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, tell us a little bit. Tell our listeners what your workshop was about.
Oh, the one I did. I mean, you know, sexy title, mm-hmm. right? I mean, nothing like, you know, Samhain and Day of the Dead and all that fun stuff. But it was like a 21st century morality, talking about the mm-hmm. rise of ecocentrism, climate feminism, and the rights of nature movement. So three threads of hope that I see happening. And again, I was really excited by and surprised by the response. A lot of academics and people, you know, contacting me afterward and wanting follow-ups, and I thought, great.
Yeah, I think that's exciting. And I don't know that if it's not as sexy, but I will tell you that it is a topic that needs to be discussed, and it and we need to hear about it, whether we want to or not.
And I'll be doing a lot more.
I know. I heard. I'm very excited for you. Well, thank you.
Thank you all.
Well, let's talk with one of Circle Sanctuary's newest ministers, and we're going to be talking with her more in December when I introduce her to our Circle Talk listeners. And let's hear from Reverend Judith Sargent.
Well, thank you, Deborah. Thank you.
Hey.
Hi. And Char, I really enjoyed your presentation. Actually, I enjoyed all of them, although there was way more than I could actually watch. But it was, so a little bit about me, Judith Sizes of Chicago. And I found this pagan path at my first pagan spirit gathering in 2011. Since then, I've mm-hmm. become increasingly more involved with Circle. And just last month, as Deborah just mentioned, I was ordained as a Circle Sanctuary minister.
Yay!
Yeah. So I started giving nature spirituality services for the naval recruits at Naval Station Great Lakes in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
And with the onset of the pandemic quarantine, Selena invited me to participate in Circle's monthly full moon circles. And now, 21 months later, I'm completely facilitating them. So I'm very honored that Selena has trusted me with that task. So I was delighted to attend the Parliament of the World's Religions in Salt Lake City, Utah in 2015. It was really amazing, and the mm-hmm. amount of energy and buzz that you get from a live conference can't be duplicated in many different mediums. But this Parliament was so important. In so many ways. And I was really delighted to hear that it was going to be virtual so that I could attend, because I didn't want to have to miss another one. I was really heartbroken to miss Toronto. So I was honored to be a participant with Selena for the Circle for Planet Earth session. And, of course, since I started doing virtual full moon circles, I found my singing voice. And so I was able to sing a song written by Sam Garrett for that particular circle. And I don't know, it does my heart good. But I also made sure to watch a number of other sessions, particularly on religions that I didn't know as much about. I watched one on Shinto.
Tell us about that.
It was just really, really kind of spiritual. It was very musical, and it was more to me the vibrations of the spirit in us all than it was actually talking about it. That was really interesting, and I watched a session on indigenous beliefs of the Slavic lands, and I thought that was interesting because I know a lot about many other world religions, but didn't really think of the Slavic lands as having an indigenous religion, and of course they do. I think every religion around the world does. I also got to watch a beautiful body movement performance, and I'm blanking on who did it, but it was just really lovely. And I got to watch an Islamic storytelling session. So that was really cool. And as has been mentioned, there were many great circle presentations. But I particularly loved the pagan elder leadership in the return of the goddess. There was just something so wonderful about hearing so many priestesses speak to our God, our faith. Thank you, Oberon. Mm-hmm. That was really nice. So, yeah, the prevalence of women's sessions was really wonderful, as was the amount of nature's sacredness awareness that just ran throughout the parliament. That was... so necessary and so thought-provoking and also really necessary in this rapidly changing and divisive world of ours. So that was really amazing. A little overwhelming the whole thing was, but I'm really, really glad I was able to participate. Thank you, Deborah.
Yeah. And like Reverend Laura and Reverend Charlotte and Selena, I'm not as computer and as social media sophisticated, and I know that you are. How did you think of navigating the site?
Yeah, I'm definitely not as tech savvy as they are, because I did have a little bit of trouble getting into the chat rooms. I did
at the beginning, and then when I figured it out, I figured it out.
And I had trouble finding our exhibit booth space. The amount of information on the site was just amazing. So I think overall they did a really great job.
Yeah. I liked the idea that I had people contact me. We're going to be having a guest on next year that was actually on the Heathen and Pagan panel with Selena. And I went to the Pagan Lounge. I actually was looking for someone, and I end up sitting there and talking to Reverend Dawn and just talking to people. And again, it wasn't just as good as being in person, but it was a very, very, very nice alternative that afforded a lot of time and space for communication and networking and getting to know people.
Yeah, that's great.
All right. Well, thank you. Well, next, let's talk with Dree Amani, who's a minister in training, and see what her experiences and perspective on the Parliament of World Religions are. Welcome, Dree. She's probably in the process of getting connected, so I'm sure she'll join us in a few seconds. But I actually was thrilled. This was my second parliament. I, too, with my partner, we were able to go to 2015, and we had family illness and did not get to go to Toronto. So I was very, very excited to be able to attend this virtual conference, and was very pleased and very excited by all the classes and workshops that I attended with not only pagan and earth-centered faiths, but by many other faiths. Has Dree joined us yet?
Hey, Ms. Right. Deb, this is Dave Ewing here, the technical side of things. We don't have Dree on the in here at the moment. She did not call in yet.
All right.
So
okay, well, you
I'll
know what?
Let you know
we'll,
in chat.
We'll go on to Reverend Eldridge, and if she calls in, you can just put her on.
Answer
Reverend River. Okay? Thanks, Dave.
Reverend River.
All right. Well, next we will hear from a participant, and who I want to know, I think he's been to several parliaments before, Reverend Eldridge. Welcome.
I'm calling in from College Park, Maryland, originally from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And I grew up fundamentalist, and I was always using religion to, like, split people apart, and it almost split my soul apart growing up, hating people for the love of God and hating myself as a gay person. And I give you that intro to say that I love Parliament to my core, and I don't know how to transfer that excitement to other people, but the opportunity to use religion to bring people together is the salvation of the world and the safety of the planet. Parliament this year, with its focus on climate change and restoring the earth to some semblance of balance and get us off of the precipice of destruction, was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You could feel that connection. You could feel that sense of urgency. But you also felt the sense of awe with so many people that you see. I was there as a participant this year. I just couldn't schedule myself into presentations and all, but it was amazing, as usual, mm-hmm. to see the number of topics, to pop into lectures. I popped into plenaries on grief that were just so deep and nourishing from so many different perspectives, and it just continues to absolutely capture my attention. And for any of the folks in the audience listening, especially if you're a Circle Sanctuary member, please, please, please find a way to attend in Chicago. It is a mind-blowing experience when you are there in person with thousands of people who are sharing goodwill. And the good work that everyone is doing is it's just infectious in the best possible way, to be able to understand that we are more similar. And even our differences are delightful in ways as we share with each other and tackle really serious problems from a very loving and creative space. So as you can tell, I am totally sold on Parliament, and so many people that I know that attend are amazed at what they feel and learn and know just by being there. So Parliament of the World's Religion is worth going. And even if you're listening into this broadcast, just pop into the Parliament mm-hmm. of the World's Religion site and listen to speakers. There's material on YouTube and on different channels that you can begin mm-hmm. to get a sense of the Parliament. You don't have to wait. And do follow up with the Circle Sanctuary list of the different presentations. It's just amazing. And I'll stop there just to say it's amazing.
You don't have to stop there. Yeah, I was like you. I tried to go to as many different faith presentations that I could mm-hmm. than my own. And also I tried to try to find faith that I was very unfamiliar with. And I will say I took advantage of the fact that because it was virtual and many things were pre-recorded and that I could go back and watch presentations that I missed.
Mm-hmm.
And like you, I was struck by the richness of presentations of many people's faith, and found many more similarities of all of our faiths than differences. So, you know,
absolutely.
Grief is grief in many different faiths. Absolutely.
It is so amazing. And the art projects, I mean, music and dance performed by the Zoroastrians of North America. Someone's working on Interfaith, the musical. Matthew Fox does the cosmic mass of our sacred earth. There's just so much. And the plenaries are great because that's where they pick a topic, but then it's shared by speakers from many different faiths, as opposed to going to one presentation on one faith perspective. So, you know, if you want to deep dive in one thing, you can do that. If you want to hear a topic from many different perspectives, you can do that. And the presence of Circle there is really meaningful in many ways. It's showing and paving the way that pagans are a people with insight, with depth, and something to share and to tell the world.
Absolutely. I would say the Parma of World Religions showcases paganism, I mean, which is an umbrella term, but it showcases it as a very serious faith of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so that
mm-hmm.
was very, you know, very, very nice to see. Well, thank you. Well,
and we look good doing it.
Absolutely.
That is so
absolutely.
True. I
absolutely.
Have many screenshots of people in action. It's amazing.
Absolutely. It was, like I said, it was very, very exciting. And the chat rooms, I went into several different chat rooms, and people were sharing and talking. And what I found was people were generally curious about things and interested, and they were interested in not only similarities, but differences. And the fun thing for me, this, you're not talking about a conference. It's just, you know, our country. This is globally all over the world. And so, you know, I chatted with someone from Australia and the Pagan Lounge. And so, again, it was just a very different perspective that you just don't get very often. So I echo Eldridge and everyone else that save your pennies and attend the conference in, is it 2023 in Chicago?
Yes, I believe
well,
it is in my hometown of Chicago. Yep.
I know. It's going to be fun. Well,
I do hope they continue to have a virtual option, though, because it saves so much carbon footprint, and I love being able to go back and see what I wouldn't get to see otherwise.
Yeah,
I think
agree.
A lot of things are going to be that way. Yeah, I think that we're not going to be able to give up that component after we've gotten used to
Absolutely.
It, for sure.
Awesome. Well, let's bring on last, but certainly not least, and he's been to many parliaments. Let's bring on Reverend Rigger Higginbotham.
Hey, good evening, Deb. Glad
Hello,
to be
Reverend.
Here and with all of the other friends of mine who participated in virtual Parliament 2021. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri, and I've been part of the pagan community here for several decades. I've written a couple of books about paganism, pagan spirituality, and I love ritual. I love great ritual that's exciting and ecstatic and engaging, and I'm glad that we were able to do some of that here virtually, as well as in the past. I've had the honor to be with Selena on planetary healing ceremonies at earlier parliaments. For Circle Sanctuary, my role there is I've been a minister since 2018, and I have a focus on education, in specific the Circle Sanctuary ministry training program, and there I'm part of a team. Several of you on this call are part of that team, and we facilitate the ministry training process in Circle Sanctuary, preparing new ministers and leaders to carry this work further into the future. My experience with Parliament actually goes back to 2004. I was at a pagan spirit gathering in Ohio, and the folks who, from Circle's delegation who were going to be going, were doing a little fundraising and talking about Parliament that was going to come up in Barcelona, and I was very enchanted by the idea, and did a few crazy things to get attention and raise money to help fund people to travel. And then I took the step myself in 2009, went to Melbourne, Australia, which happens to be one of my favorite Australian cities, having had the great opportunity to travel to Australia on a number of occasions prior to that through work. So going to Melbourne with the Circle delegation, and it was the cool thing about that was to be meeting other pagans from around the world, particularly pagans from Australia, but to really find a common pagan sense that was global and not just local to the U.S. And the Aboriginal folks who did Welcome to Country was so moving. Seeing Dalai Lama and hearing him speak was significant and powerful, and the music and the dancing, as I learned from that time on at Parliament, is just always amazing. I went ahead and one of the things I recall from Melbourne was 7 spiral dances in 7 days. Like most pagan rituals that I attended had a spiral dance in it. Who knew? and that's one of my favorite ritual pieces to experience, because its symbology is so deep and precious. Mm-hmm. That we're all connected and we're all moving together and we're all one, and yet we're all individuals.
Mm-hmm.
For the other parliaments, I was part of the Circle delegation 2015. Certainly enjoyed the experiences at Salt Lake City and seeing having everyone sing together in the Mormon Tabernacle. All these thousands of people from all religions raising their hands, holding hands together, and raising their voices and song in one beautiful moment after beautiful moment. And then in Toronto, Eldridge mentioned the Matthew Fox's mask.
Mm-hmm.
And that was that was one of the things that I wanted to, the cosmic mass. I wanted to experience that, and finally I did in Toronto. And it's a beautiful ritual concatenation of primal, earthly, human experiences. Very pagan, considering that its roots are in Catholicism. It was kind of fun. For the Parliament here virtually, I'm always going to be biased toward the great experiences of the ones I've experienced in person, and the unique virtual experience, as many have said here, allows you to hear and experience so much of the Parliament and so many of the great things that are recorded. And I'm kind of with Char in that this is doing it with a virtual element, it's probably something that's here to stay. And I'm so glad that Laura got a chance to present and teach, and Char, you got a chance to present and teach and try to move hearts and minds. And the planetary healing ceremony we did was a hoot, and I was glad to be part of that.
It was. I was really pleased to also be a part of that. It was very, very, very exciting.
And one more thing, learning mm-hmm. about the other religions has always been mm-hmm. Just a really super important part of Parliament. Mm-hmm. For me personally, and I think for everyone there, crossing all the religious lines. To learn mm-hmm. about each other, to learn about each other's ways and different views, different thinking, different practices and ceremony. There's a lot of commonality in all these ceremonies and all these prayers and all these wishes for the planet and for humanity. And I think it's a great learning that there, despite all the differences, there's so much we have in common.
Absolutely. Yeah, I echo that for my, when I was in the minister training program for a research paper, we had to select a faith that we knew nothing about and read books and do research and prepare a paper. And I picked Shinto. And so at the 2015, I got to go to a Shinto temple that was created at that parliament. And this time I got to attend workshops, and you're right, it's just the, I just had no idea the richness of other faiths, especially a minority faith that you don't hear a lot about. And you get the opportunity to meet people of those faiths and to attend services and attend workshops, and it's just an experience, I think, like none other.
And I think it's something that I don't know how many people remember, but the pagan presence at parliaments is something that has been pioneered by a number of pagan leaders since the 100th anniversary of parliament back in 1993. And Selena's been at the very forefront of that. And
absolutely.
I absolutely support Selena's efforts that has led to the continued strong presence of pagans at the parliament and strong presence of the parliament in the world. So good stuff.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. Well, I just got word that Dree Amandi is going to be joining us. She's called in and she's a minister in training. Welcome, Dree.
Hi, thank you so much. Happy to be here.
Thank you. Well, now tell us, we've all been talking about this is our first or fourth, or we've been to all. Tell me, is this your first parliament, or have you been before?
This was my first parliament, so it was extra exciting for me.
What did you think? Tell us about your experiences.
Yeah, well, I didn't know what to expect in the schedule, of course, and I was entirely overwhelmed. I did not expect there to be such a rich schedule of workshops and services and a million and one learning opportunities. So that was really overwhelming in the best way. And I definitely feel inspired and refueled by that as well, because it's just when you see the many things that you can learn about, it's just, for me anyway, it just makes me want to get out there more than ever and keep learning more and more and more about what other people are doing and what their practices are, et cetera.
Tell me about what the virtual experience was like for you.
Could you repeat that? I'm sorry.
Tell me what the virtual experience, have you been to other virtual conferences? Do you like that? Did you find it disconcerting?
I like virtual because I'm very blessed and lucky to live in an area that has strong and stable internet connection. So for me, it's great because I have the opportunity to connect with folks from all over and be able to take part in events like this easily. But I also understand that for many, it's very frustrating. So it's kind of hard to watch that some people are having a hard time in those virtual events and can't get on and are frustrated. And in that way, it's a little difficult. But personally, I think they're great.
Yeah, as someone who's not incredibly computer savvy, I actually found the interface, once I figured it out pretty quickly, pretty easy to navigate. So I feel like if I can do it, probably everybody else can, because, again, I'm not very computer savvy. But as I said before, the thing that I loved about the virtual component is that I took advantage of, after the conference was over, being able to go back and revisit workshops that I missed or
you know, and able to explore other things that I didn't get to when it was on live. So I was very excited about that.
That was amazing. And because there are so many offerings, I really felt like that was needed. For me, it was needed because there was a list of things that I wanted to attend, and you just can't because there's too many to choose from at the same time, right? So being able to go back, you're absolutely right, was such a gift.
Absolutely. And it's funny because when we go to other conferences or we win the Parliament, what my partner and I usually do is, you know, if there's several things we want to do, I go to one, he goes to another. And it was fun this year, like you said, we could just go back and after the fact, we took a day and just sit there and watch, you know, session after session after session. So it was just really, and so you felt like you weren't really rushed and you didn't miss anything. And so it was such a great experience. So, yeah, I think that there will always be a virtual component. I think people absolutely like that.
That would be great. One of the other things that I really enjoyed about the virtual is that I was able to go into the kind of chat areas and be like, who's from the Pacific Northwest, you know, in a way that you can't really when you're in a crowd of people. I mean, I guess you could. That might be kind of fun in a live event too. But be able to get in contact with folks right away that are near me so that we can start networking together locally, I thought that that was really, that was much easier to do online than it would have been in person. And it brings us all into one place for that moment. And then it, you know, time zones are the only issue when things are live. But right. In that moment, we can still be together, although we're all across the globe. And for folks that travel is not easy, even without COVID or impossible, it just opens it up to so many more people that need, you know, have special needs that they have at home or don't want to travel or don't like to travel or can't make the trip for whatever reason. It's really an important thing that I hope they continue. And as Circle has been doing so many more virtual things with COVID, and the hope I know is for many things to continue beyond COVID in the virtual realm for the same reasons.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I'm so proud to be part. Circle has such a rich history with the Parliament, and I'm so proud of Selena and so proud of Circle and so proud to, you know, even though it's a small part, be such a part of it. So I echo what you say. It was a really, just really exciting experience.
Absolutely.
Speaking of which, Miss Laura, wanted to give us some more updates about her views about Circle's involvement with the Parliament.
Yeah, I totally want to touch into what Circle offered. And I know our senior minister, Sunny Fox, talked about it at the beginning, you know. She and I did with this together, Festivals of the Dead. And then, of course, Char did her wonderful thing that she says it wasn't sexy, but it was very sexy. And, you know, everything else that was offered. But I want to touch into the interfaith, interreligious reach that Circle has. And this is one of the things, nobody's asking me, but I'm dying to tell you. One of the things that made me be so proud to be part of Circle is that interreligious, interfaith, multicultural, multilingual, multi-ethnic dimension the Circle has. And to be able to participate with people from Europe, you know, the piece that we did together with the PF5, people with Morgana and all of the other folks that are from European countries that we did together as a continuation of the work that they did in, I think it was 1993. And if it wasn't 93, please forgive me. But also, of course, I have to carry my little flag of the podcast, right? Because we did that piece on Global Voices Women podcasting, touching not only on the fact that, and this is obviously not eliminating David, which is a wonderful and amazing vital part of our team on CSMP, but all of the voices on Circle Sanctuary Network podcast are female voices. And I know we have David Boyce as well, but, it, you know, it, the majority is women. So it was really important that we touch on that content of telling people, like, whether before the pandemic or after the pandemic, Circle has always been there at the beginning of innovative ways of bringing spirituality and technology together. And also now with this multilingual dimension that we have on CSMP, because it's not only a podcast in English, but also in Spanish and Portuguese. So it was really, I'm very, very proud that we got to do that. And I'm even more proud that they actually accepted that piece, you know. We were, when we were writing the proposals and all that, you know, Selena and I were talking about, like, it'll be five for me if they all get accepted. And we were like, yeah, there's no way they're going to accept everything. And then lo and behold, the first day I did four and I was just like, where is my head? But it was a great experience. You know, it's one of those moments that you are almost like hangover the next day, but in a very happy way. So I want to say, obviously, thank you to Selena for cultivating these amazing relationships and teaching us and continue teaching us and leading on this broad reach that Circle does with not only pagan people, but people of other faiths and other languages. So I think it's amazing. And I'm very honored to have been part of that.
Absolutely. I agree. In fact, Selena, I wanted to ask you, like River, you've been to all the parliaments, and I think the role and paganism viewed as a faith has changed over the years. What are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, that is absolutely correct, that at the 93 Parliament, we've actually gone from, we were included and invited to the 1993 Parliament. At that one, there were 200 organizations sponsoring that first Parliament, and there were, of the 200, five were pagan or pagan-spirited, and Circle Sanctuary was one of them. And on the main stage, Lady Olivia Robertson from the Fellowship of Isis in Ireland was one of the religious leaders to do a blessing on the main stage. So we had a main stage presence at that very first one. However, not everybody who was at the Parliament was truly wanting to walk the talk of being inclusive. And when Lady Olivia Robertson did a goddess blessing and called on nature spirits, this was a bit much for the Greek Orthodox people who were attending. And they actually exited the Parliament as a result of the pagan presence. And there were people actually picketing that first Parliament, calling everybody who was doing this interreligious work to connect with each other and to also send healing for the planet. There was an extremist political group calling everybody at the Parliament pagan in a derogatory way.
Wow.
And we also had to lawyer up to thank you, Phyllis Carrot, who's a pagan priestess from New York City, who was part of that first Parliament, and now has been very involved with the administration of the Parliament over the years. But we actually had to get some legal muscle in to be able to do the pagan ceremony in the park across from the Parliament venue. Well, all of that came together, but it did involve some prejudice, some struggle, and real opportunities to try to build bridges of understanding about our diversity as pagans and how we really do need to be included. Well, in 99, in Cape Town, South Africa, there were pagans from many countries taking part. In the first one, it was mostly American pagans taking part. But in 99, there were pagans from South Africa connected with Circle Sanctuary and pagans from some other groups that took part, and there was some more understanding. And Circle Sanctuary helped sponsor a reception for pagans who were at the 99 Parliament, and it was an opportunity for us all to be together. Well, we did the reception in 2004, and there were pagans from six different continents that were at that 2004 Parliament in Barcelona, and then move on to Australia. Also, much pagan diversity, and the Australian pagan scene was in full force. And then we're back to the U.S. for 2015 at Salt Lake City, Utah. Well, by this time, pagans had grown from being part of the parliament but not fully understood to actually helping to run the parliament. So in 2018, there have been parliament staff people who have been pagan and pagans who have been part of some of the structure of the parliament all along, but I'd say this virtual parliament really had the most diverse and the most pagan programs I have experienced out of all the parliaments, and I'm just so thankful for all that pagan diversity and to have pagans not only connecting with each other, but really interfacing and collaborating with people from all over the world, from so many different religions. So yes, the longer answer to your question is there's been a lot of change, and we've continued to grow in acceptance and in collaboration, and I just see that as one of the wonderful things for paganism that has come from pagan participation in this amazing event.
Absolutely. Does anyone else who's been to multiple parliaments have anything to add about the pagan presence at the parliament? I was, again, very excited to see, and again, Phyllis Carratt was programmed. She was in charge of all the programs. So, again, someone who is like yourself, a well-known pagan, reached out, and you and her, and when people take a leadership role, it just elevates all of us. So, again, I think it's very exciting, and I was very, very proud of you and all the presenters and to be a part of Circle Sanctuary.
I'd also like to just say that the indigenous participation within the parliament also has continued to grow and diversify over the years. So in the 1893 parliament, there were no American Indians, indigenous from the Americas at that parliament, and there weren't any pagan-identified pagans who were at that in 1893. But in 1993, you had indigenous practitioners from different parts of the world, not just different tribes and nations in the Americas, but from other places. And I'd say another really important part of the Parliament of the World's Religions the nature religions, the nature traditions of the world have increasingly been included. And one of the sessions that I attended after the parliament, actually just a few days ago, was a session on the grandmother speaking. And there was a Lakota grandmother from that tradition, a grandmother from the Mayan tradition, and a grandmother from the Yoruban tradition, Louisa Teach, who also has connections and long has had connections with the pagan realm as well. And to actually have three indigenous women all speaking about the need to work together for a healthier planet was really a fabulous thing. And yes, you mentioned Deborah Shinto, and the Shinto presence has also continued to be part of the larger sector. Shinto is its own religion, but many people will put that under the category of nature religion because of its animistic roots. And each parliament has had Shinto representation since 1993, and I see that as also another wonderful part of the diversity.
I agree, and again, I think it's very exciting, and I went to one session, and the speaker, and it was not a pagan, it was actually asked what people's different faiths were, and particularly excited when he got minority faiths, including mine, was really, really excited and asked questions. And so, yeah, I find the diversity of not just pagan, but a lot of minority faiths I have found the experience very open at the parliament, and people come to it with a question of curiosity and wanting to learn.
Deborah, I'd like to add a note about diversity. One of the things I've noticed is that Parliament is willing to grapple with issues and to shift and to change. And I only attended the 2018. That was my first Parliament. And that was an amazing experience. But in 2018 was the first year that they had a dedicated meeting room as kind of a hub or a center for the LGBT community, for people of all faiths. And you cannot underestimate the good that that does for people of all faiths to see that presence. It's my understanding that LGBTQ people have been there over the years, but this was public, and LGBT issues are becoming more visible in palpable ways across the conference, and that is world-changing for people, and it saves lives in other countries.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for sharing that. That is very, very exciting. I was not aware of that. Thank you very much for sharing that. Anyone else have any perspective they'd like to share?
I would like to, if I could, Deborah, just also say that one of the great things that I experienced at the Parliament within that diversity was the common goal of us all as kind of faith leaders or people that want to engage in interfaith more. Our common goal for the planet and for the people, for more peace, justice, and compassion, I truly believe everyone was there, as different as we are, with these common goals. And it really felt to me like, oh, my gosh, it's not just us. You know, sometimes in the world it can feel like you're pushing that rock uphill all the time. And it just really gave me a renewed hope in the many other faith leaders that are working towards these common goals. It was a beautiful thing to see our diversity and our commonality in one place.
Yes, I totally agree.
And I wanted to just add one more thing, Deborah, if I may.
Uh-huh.
I was, folks, this is Charlotte. I was outed as a pagan at the Parliament. I was outed on the international stage. Afterward, two colleagues from other denominations I've been ordained in said, so you're like your Circle Sanctuary? And I was like, yeah, that's right. And they're like, how could you, so how, you know, and I was like, did you see presentations? Did you check us out? And they're like, yeah. And I was like, right. So anyway, I just wanted to share with you all, I am now officially out there.
There you go.
Congratulations.
There you go.
Well, and I also want to say that Char ended up getting in a piece about the Parliament and the climate action that this Parliament had as a theme going through it. And Associated Press, it went out far and wide. So after the Parliament, one of the things that really made news was the fact that we were talking climate issues, and of the different presentations that were mentioned, it was Char's ecofeminism, rights of nature presentation that was featured, and I'm very thankful that that got picked up. And yes, yeah, so you got more known in additional ways, Char.
It's true. If I can add to that, anyone listening, if you do a Google search on Parliament of the World's Religions and Char or Charlotte Bear and climate change, that article will come up. There was a base article in the religion news services, and it is easy to find. I just Googled it and found it. So Parliament of the World's Religions, Char or Charlotte Bear, climate change, and you will see that, you know, it is amazing the amount of impact that we can have.
No going back.
So you think you want to be a Circle Sanctuary minister? Okay.
Well, one last thought from your Chicago, one of the Chicago ministers. What you didn't see is when Judith talked about Chicago, I was here going like, represent, you know, Chicago. So everybody, I wish I could host all of you. I can't. But yeah, let's get ready. I'm very excited for it being in Chicago next. And let's also continue those, you know, relationships that we have created so far, and continue making noise and bringing attention to diversity and inclusion. It's really, really important, and I think it's going to be great. And I cannot wait to see you all in Chicago and give you hugs and love.
There you go.
I second that. Thank you. Thank you, Laura. I look forward to seeing you all here and to being Chicago-based for you all and helping to coordinate that.
Yeah, and I'd like to say that one of the ways that we connected for this Parliament and the previous one, we have a Facebook group for those who are members of Circle Sanctuary that were engaged with the Parliament. And that was a place where we could share with each other. I'm really thankful for this podcast as well. It's another way of us being able to share some of our perspectives and experiences. And each Parliament has been unique, and each has been historic. And it's my hope that Parliaments will continue way into the future, because it's a fabulous way of building bridges of understanding and cooperation amongst people around the world and that larger circle of nature of which we're part.
Well said. And with that, I would like to thank everybody. I know how busy everybody is, and I really want to thank you for being gracious tonight to come out on Circle Talk for this special edition and sharing your experiences and perspectives of the 2021 Parliament of World's Religions. Thank you, everyone.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Deborah.
I'd like to say a special thanks to all of our guests. We had Reverend Selena Fox, Reverend Laura Gonzalez, Reverend Charlotte Baer, Reverend Judith Sizes, Dee Armandi, and Reverend Elbridge, and Reverend Rigger Higgerbotham. So I would like to thank all of you, and I'd like to thank David and Jeanette, our sound engineers, and I'd like to thank all of you out there, our listeners, for your continued support of all of our shows here on Circle Sanctuary Network Podcast, or CSNP. The next Circle Talk will be December 7th, and it will feature one of the guests we have on tonight. We're going to be introducing our newly ordained minister, Reverend Judith Sizes. So please come back. We'll now transition our show with the musical selection. Thank you, everyone, and blessed be.
the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.